In continuing our teaching, Baptized but Lost, we're coming from the book of Acts, chapter 8. And we were showing how Simon the sorcerer claimed he believed in verse 13. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. We brought out in part one of this teaching how there are so many people sitting in church buildings who have been baptized at an early age, and they're thinking when they leave the earth that they're going to heaven, when it is so far from the truth. I gave a testimony of a young lady who claimed, and she recognized after 26 years of sitting in a church building, lost 26 years thinking she's going to heaven because she was baptized in water when she was 5 years old. And when she heard the truth that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Water baptism does not save no one. You do not go down in water to be saved. You go down in water because you are saved. You are buried with him in baptism to rise to walk in newness of life. But you see, Simon was baptized, watch this, but he never gave his life to Jesus. Like so many of you listening to me right now, you're sitting in a church building. You've been there for literally years. You've been there since the first brick was put on the property, since the first pew were there, and this is no disrespect. This is the truth of the matter, because there are so many people thinking that they're going to heaven when they leave the earth because they're in the church building. They've been baptized when they was young. Children do not understand what the essence of baptism is all about. So how can a child, 5 or 6, not saying that it's not possible, but the majority of people that I talk to would tell me, you know, preacher, I was baptized when I was young, but I had no knowledge of why I was being baptized. I went down in water because my mom told me to do it, because so-and-so did it. I did it. But they did not understand what they was doing. Well, God in his mercy will give you chance, get what I'm saying, give you time to hear the truth so you can understand the essence of what baptism is all about. But we see in our story in Acts chapter 8 how Simon claimed he believed and he was baptized. But to prove that nothing happened in Simon's life, look at verse 19 of Acts chapter 8. After Simon was baptized, he's asking Peter, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But look at verse 20. But Peter said unto him, your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter. Watch this. For your heart is not right. But yet, wait. Peter is telling Simon the sorcerer, your heart is not right in the sight of God, but yet you was baptized in water. Baptized but lost. So Simon the sorcerer is being told the truth by Peter. Watch this, verse 22. Peter is telling Simon the sorcerer, repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I perceive that you're in the gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity. Now watch the results. Simon Peter told Simon the sorcerer the truth that he needed to hear. Look at verse 24. Then answered Simon the sorcerer and said to Peter, pray ye to the Lord for me. Now at first, Simon the sorcerer was trying to get the gift of God or the power of God to make money or make merchandise out of people, yet he was baptized. But now Simon the sorcerer is being told the truth, and look at the results. He asked in Simon Peter, pray to the Lord for me, that none of these things which you spoke come upon me. Nothing but the truth will cause men and women lives to change. Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Baptized but lost. In part one of this teaching also, I gave my testimony. I was in a church ever since I was little. Grew up in this particular church. I was a deacon on the deacon board. I was faithfully going every Sunday. I was committed to what I was doing. But the sad part about this is that I was devoted, but yet I was bound. I was devoted, but I was lost. I was faithful, but I was still deceived. I was committed, but I was hell bound and didn't know none of this stuff I'm saying to you now. Until one day, I was invited to a prayer meeting in a home. I look at Nicodemus, how he came to Jesus by night. And see, it doesn't matter whether it's morning, noon, or night, just come to Jesus. So it was at nighttime that I went to this prayer meeting, and there was a lady ministering the word. What she was preaching was foreign to me, was strange. I never heard about Jesus. Never knew what Jesus done for me. Never knew that God sent this son to be the savior of the world. I never knew this. I never knew that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me, because I was taught that Mary was my mediator. Then I later discovered that there is one God and one mediator between God and man. The man, not the woman, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. So she began to preach the gospel. I sat there and I listened. What I heard her saying began to do something in my heart. Yet I was in a building, I was faithful, but I was lost. I was baptized, but I was lost. And then the truth set in. When Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What I heard brought conviction to my heart. And I began to see for the first time. I say, you mean to tell me all these years I've been in church thinking that if I would have died, I would have went to heaven. I was so convinced, like so many of you listening to me. You are so convinced because you've been baptized at an early age that you're going to heaven. I used to feel the same way until I heard the truth of the matter. Water baptism could not save me, can never save no one. If water could save us, Jesus shed his blood for nothing. If water could save us, Jesus would not have hung on a cross and shed his blood for our sins. John said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Water baptism cannot wash away our sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. But what I'm saying to you was new to me. And when I heard of preaching this word, it brought conviction to my heart. And then it was decision time. What was I going to do? Was I going to continue in the ignorance or continue in the light that God had just gave to me? And I say to you that's listening to this message, will you continue in the ignorance you know? You're thinking because you was baptized at an early age, you know you're not saved? Or will you now embrace light that God is now sending to you? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Not water baptism. Water cannot save you. Only Jesus can save you. Church membership cannot save you. Only Jesus can save you. Water baptism comes after you give your life to Jesus Christ. And see what Peter told Simon the sorcerer, repent, That's the key point. Even John the Baptist told the people, he was baptizing them when they was confessing their sins. But note something. You must give your life to Jesus Christ, and then you are a candidate for water baptism. You are now identifying with his death and his burial. Watch this. To rise to walk in newness of life. So you going down in water at an early age, you're not saved. You're baptized but lost. But here's the truth. Here's the good news of the gospel. You don't have to remain to be lost. I was lost because I did not know no better. You that's listening to this message today, you may have been in church all your life, just like me, and thinking you're going to heaven. When in actuality, you could be in a church building and still go to hell, but you don't have to go. I gave my life to Jesus Christ on March 28, 1980. I invited him to my heart, and now it's decision time for you, my brother, my sister. You now have heard the light. You now have heard the gospel, which have brought light to your dark world. You thought because you was baptized, it saved you. But you are baptized, but you're still lost if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ. Now it's decision time. You've heard this message and you say, you know what? I realize what you're saying is so true because I was baptized at an early age and I realize there's no change in my life. And there can never be change until Jesus comes into your life. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It's decision time, my friend. If you have never given your life to Jesus Christ, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Bow your head. I want to lead you into a prayer that will change your life forever. Say from your heart, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. I believe you shed your blood for my sins. I believe you died. You was buried and you rose again. I believe you're alive right now. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for giving me a new beginning of life. In Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you for the results of your spoken word. And I thank you for those who have responded to the light you have now just given to them. They was baptized and they realized they was lost. But I thank you for those who have now given their lives to Jesus Christ. I pray that you guide them and direct them to a local assembly where they can now hear and be taught your word and how to live for you. And Father, I give you the praise, the glory and the honor for it now in Jesus' name. Baptized, but lost.